goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
When dreams. Beautiful song, beautiful day, beautiful guest. But before I introduce my guest, I have to tell everyone out there, I just heard my own commercial. I'm a liar. I apologize for lying. The happiest day is when you're divorced and your house closes. And my house closed this week. So I am far happier now than I was even in April when my divorce was finalized. With that said, one of the advantages of having a bad marriage, there aren't a lot of advantages, but one of the advantages of having a bad marriage is that you have a lot of good friends. And today, I actually have with me one of my good friends who I've known since before I was married. I'm looking at her now. She can't possibly be my friend for 30 years because she doesn't look like she's 30 years old. Nevertheless, Dr. Margaret Herzog is with us today, and I am honored. May I call you Peggy?
Please.
Okay.
What I am called. Margaret's only on paper.
Okay. That's funny. Lawrence is when I walk into the courthouse. Larry is everywhere else, and Mr. Bloom is my father.
Larry, thank you.
Not even Dr. Peggy? I can't call you Dr. Peggy?
You can. In fact, sometimes people also call me Dr. Worry, but Dr. Peggy works
Dr. Worry?
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I take care of worries. That's my job.
Okay.
But I'm so happy to be with you,
okay,
too.
Okay. Now, either I can sing your accolades, or I can let you do it. What would you prefer?
Why don't you go?
You're a founding board member of the New York Institute of Family and Divorce Mediation. At Family and Divorce Mediation, you're a collaborative professional at York Association of Collaborative Professionals. It's a mouthful. Neutral mental health consultant to divorce negotiation. You're the clinical psychologist, mental health consultant, child specialist for over 27 years.
Wow.
She started when she was 5, ladies and gentlemen. Go figure. I mean, we're dealing with an expert.
Well, thank you, Larry. Actually, I really started at 14, believe it or not, for real. I started working with children and very difficult families at the Center for Preventive Psychiatry as ostensibly an intern.
14 plus 27, that would make you 41.
We're leaving out training.
You still don't look it. But be that as it may, yes.
I found my passion.
Yes, I am flirting with my guest. Go figure. As everyone knows, this show is all about me. So, I want to leave my wife. I tell her that. How do we tell the kids?
I love that you said it's all about me.
It is. It's all about me.
Because, in fact, that would be my key message to anybody listening, which is that when any change happens in life, it's always, always about you. And, in fact, if you can take the moment to look inside yourself to find your own healing, that's the beginning of figuring out how to tell the children what's going on.
Okay.
So, in fact, if you begin by knowing that there is something failed in your relationship, and it's about you too, you look inside yourself and try to find the hook. What was it that failed? And then you make an effort to forgive yourself and heal yourself. The wound that you're experiencing is what you want to take care of within you before you begin to talk to your children. Now, that's a tall order.
That is a tall order.
But it's the beginning.
Now, look, I'm a divorce professional. I've been doing this, I've been doing this for a very, very long time as a divorce lawyer. So before I was married, I was a divorce lawyer. And while I try to talk myself out of, oh, I'm not getting a divorce, I'm not getting a divorce, meanwhile, I'm sleeping in the guest room for a year. And when I finally said, okay, I'm leaving, within 2 weeks, I told my now ex-wife and found another place to live, and I was leaving 2 weeks later. obviously, we had to tell the children before I physically moved out and didn't live there anymore. We went to a professional. We went to a therapist for the purpose of addressing how we were going to tell the children. Is that a smart way to do things?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you recommend that people...
Well, you jumped from my suggestion to look inside yourself to getting help, and that's a good thing to do. But I think the first step...
It was not my idea. It was my ex-wife's idea.
Well, she was smart.
It seemed to me like, you know, my kids know. I expected their reaction to be, what took you so long?
Well, kids always know.
Right.
But I'm talking about a different kind of healing. I'm talking about a kind of self-forgiveness, which is to get past the sense that you failed and the inner pain, to know that you're moving forward into a new challenge, a new arena, and to start off with a template of self-forgiveness as you take the next step. And then, of course, yes, getting expert advice is always a great idea. But now the mechanics. How do you tell children? And I think the beginning of telling children is to say that together, mutually if you can, that there's a very sad part of you that you want to talk to them about, but that there's a change in their lives and your lives, and that you and your partner have need to make a change. You need to, that you've worked very hard inside yourselves. You've worked very hard together.
We've considered all the alternatives.
You've considered all the alternatives. And in fact, after much inner debate and much dialogue, you've come to the resolution that you can't proceed as a couple together staying in the same house, and that you've decided to change that structure so that you're going to be living apart. Your couple relationship is changing. But your family relationship, being their parent, will never change. That you are going to be their parents together. What's changing is the marriage, and ostensibly not the family. The family is children and parents.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. And I'm sure that my listeners have a lot of questions. So before we go to break, let me tell you how, listeners, how you can reach us and ask Peggy any question you want. Phone number, 877-480-4120. That's the best way to do it. You can email me if you're shy. Don't be shy. We don't bite. Larry@divorcebybloom.com. And correct me if I'm wrong, the Talking Alternative fan Facebook page, you can instant message us. How about that for technology? I am here with Peggy Herzog, child psychologist. Fair enough. We will be back in a minute. This is on the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is 4 years old and quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
Tammy Wynette, a very appropriate song. I'm here with Peggy Herzog. Peggy, you treat kids, you treat families, you treat adults. What do you do?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, and yes?
And yes.
Okay. How does one reach Dr. Herzog?
Oh, well, if someone wants to touch base, the best way is to call my office, 914-834-4944.
Great. And you're obviously in Westchester with a 914 number?
I am.
Okay. Great. Talking about the kids, I would imagine that you want to stress that it's not their fault.
Larry, children think everything is their fault.
Well,
even
children
teenagers
think everything revolves around them. Just like I think everything revolves around me.
They literally have the cognitive skill set only at 11 or 12 to decentralize their thinking. So they believe step on a crack, break your mother's back. Of course they think they caused it. And of course they'll think that they could fix it, and it's their failure not to fix it. And that's why it's essential to begin the conversation with explaining that it's your marriage, your work that you've done, and the efforts together that you've tried that unfortunately didn't succeed. And that helps them understand that it is not what they did and not that they were part of the family that left you in that troubled situation of not being able to move forward with your relationship.
I know in mine, what we stressed was something that was actually true, which was that my ex and I did not agree about much, but we agreed about the big things about the children. We were always a united front on that. And that, you know, they held us together more than they split us apart, essentially.
Well, I love that you see that. Because, in fact, people talk about what went wrong in a marriage when they tell the children they're divorcing and often forget to talk about what went right. And it's so essential for the children to hold the positive. If you agreed on how to cook, if you agreed on how to vacation, if you agreed on values and education, you let them know. And, in fact, you go forward with those values, letting them know that that will continue as their parents, that you will continue to agree. And the areas that you disagreed on, if that's part of their lives, you can talk about eventually, not in the beginning.
Not in the beginning.
No.
But for us, it really had nothing to do with them. We were always on the same page.
Well, look, here's the deal. Children before divorce need essential ingredients from parents.
Okay.
They need parents to regard them. They need compassion. They need kindness. And they need you to connect with them absolutely every day on their channel, on their radio wavelength. So if they're hanging out and playing a video game, even if you don't like video games, and you sit with them quietly and watch what they're doing, or you quietly sit and watch them Facebook, if they allow you in their room.
Which they probably will not.
Sometimes they do.
Depends
but
on the age.
Tuning into their wavelength every day is essential prior to a divorce. So keeping that in mind going forward, you have to keep on tuning into their wavelength. But then what special things do you have to think about? First of all, you have to really communicate that it was not their fault. Essential. Secondly, children need a map. They need to know what is next. They're very literal. They want to know, where are you going to live? Where are they going to live? Are they going to stay in the same house? Will they stay in the same school? How are their lives going to shift? It's essential, really important, that you empower kids to be part of that change in their world so that you make the decisions about where you're going to live, but they need to be part of the decision about how they're going to live that pertains to their lives. If they need to continue to play soccer, it's important to hear their voice about that.
Right.
Or if they need to be near their mom for some reason on a certain day or with their dad on a certain day because that's important to them. They need to share their birthday with both parents. You want to hear their voice and to really empower them that they have a voice in some of these decisions. So that's essential. Another really important part is that children are afraid of the future because they can't see it. It's important to let them know that their fear is warranted, but that each day the reality will become clearer and easier and that they, like you, will adjust.
And that holds true at almost any age.
Every age.
Every age. I know that, you know, when my daughter turned 22, can you believe I have a 22-year-old daughter? Actually, she's 23 now. But when she turned 22, I said, what do you want for your birthday? She said, I want to have dinner with my mother and my father together.
There you go.
And I said, I can do that.
There you go. So another part of this thinking is that parents can continue to have a relationship. And if you can do your best to put aside the failures that you felt in the marriage, the failures you felt in yourself, and go forward and respect that the child needs two parents, and to find a way, if you can, to engage in a parenting relationship with the partner that you have, who is their parent, because that remains your partner, your parenting partner. If you can find a way to sit together at a birthday dinner, sit together at a football game, sit together at a graduation, the child will feel so honored that their parent is regarding them. And that takes the healing, the self-healing that I talked about initially, of forgiveness for yourself and forgiveness of your partner for the failures of the relationship that was your marriage, to go forward and engage in what can be positive and sustained parenting.
That's really good advice. I know that when we had this initial conversation, Dad, where are you going to live? What are you going to do for furniture? And then I got snotty comments from the peanut gallery when I said I bought furniture. But what's happening to the house? And the most important question, what's happening to the dog?
Oh, of course.
What's happening to the dog?
Oh, the dog is the nurturer. And the children really need the dog. You know, parents always worry about splitting the time with children. And do you do 50-50, 60-40?
Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Well, my view is the dog should go wherever the kids go, if possible. They need that dog, that pet, to nurture them. It becomes the representation of the love. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, but the dog doesn't talk. Dog doesn't ask you for money and doesn't talk back.
And loves you regardless.
No matter what. I know. Better than a cat. Much better than a cat. I know. I've just alienated all the cat people out there. Okay. We can't get along with each other. We can't resolve our problems. How do we resolve our kids' problems?
Oh, that's a big question. Well, that turns to a deeper question. I'm going to go for the deep first.
Okay.
If you can't resolve your problems, how can you expect to help your children with theirs?
Okay.
They see the template that you didn't do that. And so that's the first step of actually bringing that forth, that there are adult problems that sometimes can't be resolved.
Okay, doctor, let me ask you this. My kids saw that I lived in the guest room for a year. They saw that. We could watch the same thing on television. She would be upstairs. I would be downstairs. They saw that Saturday night she would cancel plans every week and stay home. I guess what I'm saying is when I realize, oh my God, we're coming up against the break. So I'll ask my question. You can answer it after the break. When I realized what a terrible role model, pair of role models we had become, that was when I realized it couldn't go on anymore.
Should I answer this now or save it?
No, you can answer it.
Okay,
we'll stretch out when the next segment will be shorter.
Great. Okay, the first step is to understand that change doesn't happen overnight and that you can create a new template. So you begin by recognizing that you didn't spend the physical time and the emotional time with your spouse, but you want to start to do that with your children in small increments because showing is better than telling.
Okay.
So that's the first step. The second step is to recognize that you, within yourself, became alienated as much as you were alienated and make every effort, again, to tune into the child's wavelength.
I was probably alienating as well.
Well, there you go. Tuning into the child's wavelength, being very accepting.
Okay, we're up against the break. We're going to come back. Call us at 877-480-4120. I could talk to Peggy for hours, but I know you guys probably have questions. So give us a call here at the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You are very good.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
What other show gives you Tammy Wynette followed by Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, but all related to our children? I want to ask you how you deal with a particular situation because I deal with it all the time. Kids say to me, Dad, you're divorced. You can't take mom's side against me. How do you react to that?
Wow. Well, I think that your children are making an effort to triangulate. And no surprise, because they
play
see,
both ends against the middle.
They see that. So good for you, because you have clearly shown them that you and their mother are their parents.
That's
and
right.
You are the adults. So that's the answer. We are your parents. We'll always be your parents, though we may disagree on some things. We agree on many things.
And we agree on you.
You got it.
Okay.
Well, it's very simple. You know, kids always try to triangulate, but the essential part of parenting is that you never always agree. You never always agree.
That's true.
So, you know, whether you're married or divorced or, you know, whatever situation you're in, but you need to find a way to represent your voice as a parent. And that doesn't mean being an authoritarian, police, but it's to really speak your voice together. We believe, we wish, we want, and here's something that's essential to us, and here's something that we have some flexibility with.
And I won't let them say anything nasty about their mother. I always go, they're your mother. So she's your mother.
And you will
treat her with respect.
I would prefer that hurts my feelings when you speak like that about your mother, but there you go. It's okay. Really, you know, you're not speaking poorly about her, and you would ask them not to either.
Well, sometimes I speak poorly about her.
Well, watch it.
I know. I'm human, and I recognize that I'm human. And I think that what's important, well, you know, again, this is my self-therapy. All you people who are listening, you want to get your self-therapy in, call. But I'm going to, you know, my son and his mother had a big falling out. And 2 weeks into them not talking to each other, he said to me and his girlfriend, God, I have a son with a girlfriend, go figure, I'm going to call my mom. And before I could say anything, the girlfriend goes, what for? Because she knew what the subject of the falling out was. And he didn't call. And then, you know, when the two of us were alone, I said, Jake, I really feel sorry for you. He goes, what are you talking about? I said, you know, my mom's not here anymore, but my mom was my best friend. Mm. To not talk to your mother at all is so foreign to me that I feel like you're missing something very important. Mm. And he made the effort to resume the relationship.
Well, that was
with
a gift
mother.
That you gave him. Look, children always try, whatever age they are, to, in some respects, practice repeating what their parent did. It's always very deeply unconscious. And so he was practicing the concept of divorce.
Okay.
And you gave him the gift of saying, you, child.
Yeah, or the child.
You do not need to divorce. What you can do is forgive. And move forward?
Forgive, maybe forget, but certainly move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother is always going to be your mother.
Your mother will always be your mother.
And
you have one.
And you have one. You're never going to get another one. And, you know, when she's gone, now I'm going to cry because I'm thinking about my mother. When she's gone, you know, you want to have had the relationship. You know, I quote my mother all the time. You know, people say to me, well, why did you came to somewhere and I have to bring something with me when I come? And they go, well, what for? I go, because I got a voice in the back of my head. That's my mother saying, you showing up empty handed? You know, that's the way I live my life, with that voice in my head.
Your insight is so amazing, Larry, because we all carry the voice of our mother and our father within us each moment of each day. And if you know it and honor it, then you can choose which part of the voice you want to
care to listen to and care to ignore.
That you share.
Yeah.
And the part of the voice that you don't want to share, that you want to recognize and put on a shelf. So what you did to your son was offer him the gift of understanding that his relationship with his mother
has nothing to do with my relationship with his mother.
Exactly. Well, it has something to do with but that he doesn't have to follow the template that you had to follow. You wish you didn't choose that template, but that's not the one for him.
I wish I didn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Well, you wanted to be married to her at one point.
At one point I did.
And so,
and we're not going into that today, because I've already been in therapy for quite a while on that issue.
Well, that's wonderful. But look, here's the key. Kids will practice divorce, whether it's with a girlfriend, whether it's with a school, a teacher, a job. And if you can see those signs and connect and say, look, you can find a way to forgive, and that's part of the healing of what you can offer your children. But here's the deal. Relationships and families are forever. Now, even if you don't speak with your ex-wife, you still have the relationship. So if you can find a way to, or not necessarily you, Larry, but if anybody can find a way to hold the positive and to sincerely believe in it, even if you don't speak it, the child will be able to hold the positive too. The work is inside of yourself. And there's my message. Do that work of forgiveness within you, and your children will have the easiest time, easier time, to march forward in their own lives.
You know, it's funny because I've had, dare I say, I've had kids in here. I had Marina Lombardi, who wrote a book. She was 18 when she came in. She's 19 now. She wrote a book between the time she was 10 and 16 called It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. And that was enlightening. And as I was telling you during the break, my daughter hosted a show about divorce from her perspective when I was stuck in court one day and couldn't do this show. And I found those two shows to be the most enlightening because you really get a feeling for what
children are facing.
What they're facing, how they
right,
feel.
Right. Now, we're speaking very generally, and
of course,
we're speaking about the possibility of two mature adults going forward. But what we haven't talked about are situations where one of the spouses is disabled, either with crime, violence, drugs, alcohol, and where their capacity to function is more limited.
Okay.
And that's a completely different arena.
And I guess that we can talk about. And I would imagine you're also talking about somebody who's emotionally disabled.
Well, of course.
And those, unfortunately, those are the ones that are the harder ones to deal with.
Of course it is, because it's very hard to respect.
And it's hard to actually see it.
Well, hard to see, but it's hard to respect some part of that person's role in your child's life. If you believe that your ex-partner has been disabled by an illness, whether it's a mental illness or a in some capacity has created a breach that you truly find unforgivable.
And we can talk about that. We will definitely talk about that. And if we don't do it today, we're going to do it another day. We're coming up against another break. Please, Peggy, tell our listeners how they can reach you again.
If you'd like to consult, of course, please feel free to give me a call. 914-834-4944 is my office number.
Okay. And what town in Westchester?
Larchmont, New York.
Larchmont. Okay. Great. I'm here with Dr. Margaret L. Herzog, Peggy, my good friend Peggy, who I've known forever. Please call in with your questions, 877-480-4120. Email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. Fan Facebook page. Well, I'm sorry, Talking Alternative Fan Club Facebook page for instant messaging. This is the Divorce Hour. I, of course, am Larry Bloom, your host, and we are here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young singing Teach Your Children. Great song, huh?
Song moves me. I read the lyrics on the way here, and I was just moved by the depth of their wisdom. Teach our children well. Find a code you can live by. And then it goes deeper. The message of repairing the wound from your parents and going forward to help your children choose their own path.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Teach your parents well, too. That's one of it, too. That's one of the lyrics. Teach your parents well. We have Abigail on line one. Hello, Abigail. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Hello, Abigail.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
How can we help you?
I have a question.
So, let's hear it.
Okay, so a lot of times parents, clearly, for divorce, when parents have to split custody time, what's the best way for parents to share the custody time and effectively utilize their time with their kids so that the kid feels connected to the parent?
Ooh, I love that question. Abigail, I think that there is not a best way to share the time, because it depends on the parents and their lifestyle and the children and their lifestyles. But what is best is to share the relationship. So, yes, we want to engage both parents as much as possible in home time. But the key is to remember that the parent is who you're not with is still your parent, and stay in touch with them absolutely every day, regardless if you can. I tell parents who are traveling to the Far East and can't call their kids each day to fax tic-tac-toe to their kids back and forth, or play a video game, play Angry Birds together, or Scrabble. My favorite thing is to leave a stack of paper plates with drawings on it so that the kid has the other parent's drawing first thing in the morning when they eat breakfast on a paper plate. Paper plate is so easy and cheap, everybody. You can do 100 of them in 10 minutes and leave it in the other house. So time. It has to work for the parents. If you have one parent who's traveling consistently, it is very difficult to have them be present on a weekly basis. So that parent may need every other weekend and once a week. That's the minimum that is viable. But many parents split 60-40, 50-50, 70-30. It really depends on what they can accomplish. But here's the key. Make it consistent.
And make it count.
Make it count so that you're there. There's not a babysitter or an au pair. However, if it's a grandparent or an aunt or uncle, that is fine. If it has to be a babysitter, remember that children benefit from more relationships. They really know that each relationship enhances their life. So if their time is with their grandmother, not with a parent, but they know they're in their parents' nexus, that's also great.
Does that answer your question, Abigail?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
No, I think that's it.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you tell your friends to listen to the show, too?
Yes, I'll try.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Abigail.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this in the same line. Now we have, and I'm actually writing it into agreements, daily Skyping with children, daily iChatting with children. And I discovered it not when I went through divorce, but when my big child went off to college several states away. And I got to see her every day through iChat. It was the greatest thing in the world.
It is amazing. I've had parents in the Far East and Europe Skype with their kids. But remember that on different time zones, it's difficult. So you need to
True.
Be being creative to stay in touch is the key. Connect, connect, connect. Whether it's Skyping, tic-tac-toe, Angry Birds, Scrabble. And it changes every few years how you can be connected through all sorts of forms of media.
It does. And I noticed in your answer with Abigail's question, there are also, you know, times in the lives of our children when they'd rather be with their friends than be with either parent. I know that, you know, my ex used to complain when Jake was 16. He doesn't want to spend time with me. And I would say he doesn't want to spend time with me either. He's a 16-year-old boy. He wants to spend time with his girlfriend.
Larry,
that's to be expected.
Larry, the sin that people commit is custody battles. Because, in fact, the advice I was given as a young trainee many, many years ago is that children walk with their feet. And at different moments, they need different things. Sometimes they need time with their friends. Sometimes they need more time with their parent, father. Sometimes they need time with their parent, mother.
Right.
And so the best you can do is to have to recognize that their developmental and emotional needs will change over the course of childhood, and to be willing, rather than battle with each other, to listen to the child. Now, young children don't always know what they need. So, of course, beginning with a reasonable schedule that maximizes time. Sometimes, though, a partner has to learn how to spend time with their child. Many times a family system was designed where one parent did more of the, so to speak, parenting grunt work, while the other perhaps made more money, and bringing the other parent up to speed.
The 1950s household.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bringing the parent up to speed to learn how to get the kid to the doctor, how to get the kid to their soccer games, and who the children's friends are, and engaging in carpools. Sometimes that can't happen overnight, but the opposite parent can learn how to begin to become part of the management of the child's daily life. Can't go from 0 to 100 overnight.
Okay.
Can graduate into that.
Tell me about what the special considerations are when you have special needs children.
Ooh, huge topic, essential. Many, many families with special needs kids end up in divorce, and so this is a very special concern of mine. Let's delineate what a special need is. There are parents with children who have ADD who think that's a special need. While it is special for that family, that's not, in my mind, a special need in the sense of a child who may have Down syndrome or
autism
or cerebral palsy, something that really has a much more 24/7 requirement of adjustment in the home. So let's differentiate parents between those two. A child with mild depression or mild OCD, mild ADD versus truly a child who's, you know, really handicapped.
Okay.
The child who has emotional needs has needed facilitation all along, and parents hopefully will get help from a psychologist or a child specialist to learn how to parent that child in the gray area of the in-between homes.
Okay.
The child who's more handicapped and who has daily and ongoing needs for medication, for physical supports, for special schools, really needs two parents who are on the same page and understand how to take care of that child. Frequently, it doesn't happen because oftentimes that's what divided the marriage to begin with.
I've seen that in my practice quite a bit, yes.
I think that's the time when both partners really need to try to respect that acrimony is in that child, is not in that child's service, and they're trying to raise a child who will find the most optimum life in a, so to speak, different manner than a typical child. Again, finding compassion within oneself to the needs of the child, putting the child first. Sometimes that may mean duplicating services that the child has in the home, but more frequently it may mean really allowing more time in one home with a parent who has more sophistication and taking care of that child's needs.
Okay. And I think we have another call. We have Brian calling. Brian, are you are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. How can I help you?
I had a question.
For Peggy or for me?
For Peggy.
Okay, go.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Question about divorce. When, what's the right time to tell kids and maybe delineate between age? And by that, I mean, what's the right time to tell them you're going to, you're as a couple, going to have a divorce early in the process, as you're thinking about it, or once it's a done deal?
Oh, Brian, that's a really good question. I think children always smell the problem. And so if you can begin by telling the children that you are having difficulty in the marriage and you're trying to work on it, you don't have to announce your divorce, but you can announce the difficulty so that they can really understand that, firstly, the tension doesn't have anything to do with them, and that you're taking responsibility for it. If you make that sort of statement two or three times, the children will be less shocked when you announce the notion of a divorce, meaning the separation of homes.
And then I would imagine they would also be less shocked and thinking that they were responsible when you've been priming them all along for telling them they're not responsible.
Right.
Do you differentiate what you say on that with between a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 15-year-old?
Of course. But at the same time, the message is similar. The message is we are having a problem. We are working on it. We tried our hardest, and our decision to proceed, given what we've been able to understand about ourselves and each other, is to have what's called a divorce. So you use different language, but the message is the same, which is taking responsibility for it and letting them know that they were not part of the reasons for it. To the degree
How much should they know about what the problems are? Infidelity, drugs, alcohol. Pick a whole host of things that you differ on. How much can a kid handle?
Depends on the kid, I would imagine. But I think the things I'm going to interrupt and answer, and then I'll let Peggy correct me. I think infidelity you don't talk about. I think that if there's something that can impact the children, like drug abuse, then you do have to address it at some point. Is that a fair statement, Peggy?
Well, infidelity is a funny word because it means something different to adults than it does to children. So I don't like that word. But I think if you have a new relationship, that at some point you're going to have to introduce it. And you may, you know, it doesn't have to be the cause for the divorce or the explanation. But you are going to have find a way to say that you've made a new special friend. Look, the bottom line is that children shouldn't know the nitty-gritty of what parents have struggled with, but they need to know more generally that there's been a problem. And they will ask, what is the problem? So if you can say the problem is that we aren't connected to each other the way we used to be, we don't have the special kind of marriage relationship and the feelings of marriage that we want, that's the beginning of the explanation of looking for or perhaps being involved in a new relationship without spelling out the detail.
That answer your question, Brian?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with my last segment with Peggy Herzog. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Okay, I cheated. Not a song. That is Bela Lugosi as Dracula. You know, it's my show. I get to do what I want.
Loved it.
That's the beauty of it. It's my show. I get to do what I want. Peggy. We are very limited on time here, and hopefully you'll come back on. I have a whole topic that I want to talk to you about. But first, how much should we involve our kids in the divorce negotiation process?
Larry, I think they really benefit by being involved.
You're talking about the custodial and the time.
The part that impacts them.
Right.
Having a voice, speaking up about what they need and want and care about, helps them feel that they're not as then they don't feel as helpless, that they've been acted upon. Now, they may say that they want only time with their mother, or they may be very angry at one parent, or they may not want a blue room, they may want a yellow room, and that's not going to happen. But to actually ask the question of, tell me about what your thoughts are and how it might work best for you, allows them to feel respected. And to know that they're cared for. It's not just, they're not just puppets being moved, on a stage by someone who doesn't have real respect for them. So I think speaking to them is essential. Listening to them is more essential.
Yeah.
And then really acknowledging, not necessarily that what they've asked for will happen, but that their message is important and will be considered, I think is probably a gift of a lifetime for them.
This has been so much fun. Can you come back again?
Larry, I'd love to.
Let me tell you what I want to talk about. I can't do it in a minute and a half. How, when, and I guess where and why you would tell your children about a new significant other in your life, how to introduce them.
Oh, very important. And I'd love to.
Okay. Because I think that is really an important topic. Now I'm divorced, so my concerns are not the same as they were when I did the show before I was divorced. And as everybody knows, this show is all about me. Let's talk about a couple of shows. Peggy, before I let you go, how does one reach you?
Oh, anybody who'd like to consult can call my office number, 914-834-4944.
Next week, my new good friends, Charlie Rice and Susie Smith, of the real divorce support group that I am a member of, an active member on, who I'll be speaking with tonight, as a matter of fact, will be in studio talking about divorce support groups and their importance. And I I can't say enough about how wonderful it is that I found these people. Just to give you an example, the day I introduced myself to Susie, I stuck out my hand and said, I'm Larry Bloom. She looked at me and she goes, we hug here. And I melted. So, I mean, she's really important. The week after that, we're going to take a trip to Mars. You're going to have to listen to the show to find out what that means. But we are going to take a trip to Mars, and then we're in August, and who knows what we'll do in August. But we will keep doing the show. I've learned quite a bit today.
Oh, thank you.
I really have, too.
I've
learned quite a bit, and, you know, you're not just a pretty face. You know? Because, you know, all these years,
Larry,
you were a pretty face to me. What can I tell you?
Thank you.
So,
well, I care very deeply about children.
So do I.
And so I've really appreciated this moment to talk about them.
Good. And just so it's clear to my listeners, I'm not just about breaking up families. I'm about allowing people to move on and be happy and to raise their children properly.
People need to choose the healthiest life for themselves that they need to.
I am here with Peggy Herzog. It's been a pleasure. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. We are here every week. Have a great week, everybody. I will see you next week with the Divorce Support People here at Talking Alternative.
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.